I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. This is a big election year, and not just here in the United States. Two major Latin American presidential votes are coming up in 2012, one in Venezuela, where President Hugo Chavez is looking to win a fourth term in office. We'll hear more on that in a few minutes. First, though, we turn to Mexico, where the stage is set now for a three-way showdown in the presidential vote there in July. Voters have some interesting choices in Mexico. They could pick the leftist candidate, who claims he was robbed of the presidency back in 2006. They could bring back the PRI, the party which ran the country for seven decades. Or they could elect Mexico's first woman president. Reporter Frank Contreras is in Mexico City. Frank, who is the female candidate?
Her name is Josefina Vázquez Mota, Marco, and she is a well-known member of the National Action Party, President Felipe Calderón's party, which has been governing Mexico for 11 consecutive years now. It'll be 12 when it all wraps up at the end of this year. And so, you know, she's fairly well-known. She was the Secretary of Public Education under President Calderón. She also served as the Secretary for Social Development. That's the office that deals with poverty here in Mexico. So people know who she is. They know she was a congresswoman. And they also know that, you know, while she was the Secretary of Development, poverty actually grew. We had a million people joining the ranks of the poor while she was holding up that cabinet position there.
Then there is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, whom Mexican voters are familiar with because he lost the 2006 election to Felipe Calderón by less than 1%. What does López Obrador stand for?
Well, he says now he stands for every Mexican. He's really changing his tone from 2006, Marco. Back then, he was saying things like, there's a ruling elite, a bad group of elites here who basically are corrupted, and they're in bed with the corporations, and they're going to do everything they can to keep Mexicans poor while they gain riches. Maybe some of that's true, according to some analysts, but he's really decided to tone it down quite a bit now and try to go more for the center. He has, though, during the last 6 years, he has been touring every single one of Mexico's more than 2,000 municipal governments. These are places that are sometimes remote villages out in the mountains, as you know, Marco. I mean, way out in the southern and northern parts of Mexico. He's visited every single one of those twice. So some people are saying maybe that's why he looks a lot older this time around.
Now, the front runner is Enrique Peña Nieto, a handsome 45-year-old former governor of Mexico State. You and I spoke about him last year when he could not come up with any book title that had influenced him at a book fair, but he's still the favorite.
He is. Polls say that he's really the front runner right now. He's the man to beat. The woman candidate, Vázquez Mota, for the National Action Party is focusing all her attentions on him, and so is López Obrador. So everybody here is saying he's the one that you've got to beat. Some media, local media here in Mexico, portray him as a candidate that's really not up to the task. He's a good-looking man on camera, young-looking man, but some people call him Gel Boy, Marco. He likes to use lots of hair gel. He looks kind of like somebody said he uses the same sort of hairstyle as Ronald Reagan.
Kind of like John Edwards was the Breck Boy.
Something like that, yeah. So this is the candidate for the Institutional Revolutionary Party. As you pointed out, it ruled Mexico for more than seven consecutive decades. And there's a good chance that Mexicans might want to call that party back into power. They're basically tired of the way things went under Calderón, and especially the drug war and the economy. So many people have been killed, probably around 60,000 people, Marco. And then, of course, jobs. It's really been tough to get a good job in Mexico.
Well, as for that subject, that very touchy subject of drug traffickers and the violence connected to it, how do these candidates propose to handle that massive problem? What are their claims? What are their proposals at this point?
Well, starting out with the candidate for the current ruling party, she's Josefina Vázquez Mota. She says basically stay the course. She really can't criticize too heavily the current president's policies on this, can she? She'll end up looking like she's contradicting her own party. So she's going to stay the line. She wants to show that she's a tough candidate. Some people say, you know, a woman, she's got to show that she's tough. And so she's going to hold the line on that. She wants to go after drug trafficking cartels hard and heavy until they basically throw up the white flag and some sort of peace is announced. As for the candidate for the Institutional Revolutionary Party, Peña Nieto, he says basically the same thing, that we've got to use the military still to fight this drug war, that Mexico needs to fight the drug war and win it. And he says that it's very important to use higher levels of intelligence gathering, sort of spies inside the ranks of the drug cartels who can give information leading to those arrests. López Obrador, for his part, says a big part of this problem is a social issue. People need to be educated. They need more opportunities, more jobs. So that's the path he's taking.
Reporter Frank Contreras speaking with us from Mexico City. Thanks very much, Frank. Good to talk.
Thanks, Marco. Good to be with you.